Ray Mabus, 75th Secretary of the Navy, thank you very much for making time for us.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to this.
What did you think when the president told you he was going to give you this other job, in addition to being Secretary of the Navy, of dealing with the Gulf Coast recovery?
Well, I was really honored that the president would allow me to do this. It's where I grew up. It's where I make my home. I'm a child of the Gulf, and to have an opportunity to help restore the Gulf economically and environmentally is just a tremendous honor and a great opportunity.
But you're a little busy here as Secretary of the Navy.
Well, I think that you can do both these in a very complementary way. The Gulf thing is a very time-limited thing. Get a report to the president, make recommendations. And, you know, I've noticed other people have more than one job and tend to do it pretty well. And I've got a great great staff at Navy, and I think that we're making a lot of progress in both areas.
So what are you hearing when you visit the Gulf? You've had several town halls. You've had meetings with governors, congressional delegations, et cetera. What are those people telling you?
Well, there's some themes that that emerge. One is how they don't want when the cameras go off, which has happened now, once the well was capped, that not to forget the Gulf, not to let the fact that the well isn't spewing oil into the Gulf anymore be the last chapter in the story. Second, that whatever plans come forward ought to come from the Gulf up, that the people of the Gulf, the people who live there, work there, raise their families there, ought to be the ones that are the primary drivers. Third, a lot of work has already been done on how to restore the Gulf environmentally, for example. There have been a lot of studies. There have been a lot of reports done, and not to try to reinvent the wheel, not to redo this, but simply use these sorts of things going forward. And I think that put those things together, and you get a pretty clear sense of where people on the Gulf would like to see the Gulf go as we move into the restoration phase. Finally, that the Gulf is so important to the rest of the country, that while this was a Gulf crisis, while this was a disaster that hit the Gulf, it's a national issue. The nation needs a healthy Gulf of Mexico for fisheries and for recreation. The nation needs a healthy Gulf Coast economy and a healthy Gulf and healthy Gulf Coast communities. This is America's Gulf, and this should be a national response to this. The Gulf takes the risk when there's offshore drilling in the Gulf, but they should not bear the results of this calamity by themselves. It should be a national response.
How do you see these different concerns converging? The oil spill, the loss of coastal wetlands, and here we are at the fifth anniversary of Katrina and concerns about storm protection. How do all those things come together, and how do you hope to address those?
Some of the issues in the Gulf environmentally have been well known for a long time now. The erosion of wetlands, the erosion of barrier islands, the things that you mentioned, the fact that as wetlands erode, as barrier islands erode, you make hurricane protection less viable. The fewer barrier islands or the smaller barrier islands you have, the less wetlands you have, the more devastating hurricanes can be, for example. And the oil spill has definitely exacerbated some of that. It's exacerbated some of the degradation of wetlands. It's exacerbated the degradation of the barrier islands and the estuaries and the place that so many fish species go to either breed or grow up before they go back out into the deep Gulf. Those things have been there before. The oil spill made them worse, clearly made them worse. And I think that while you are restoring the damage that the oil spill has done, it may give you an opportunity to work on some of these longer-term things because you're going to be there anyway. You're going to be there to restore the damage done by the oil, and it would seem to make a lot of sense to work on some of these longer-term things while you're there anyway.
I know a lot of coastal scientists in Louisiana and throughout the Gulf recommend a very ambitious, large-scale, essentially re-engineering of the lower end of the river there in order to restore the delta, to rebuild the marsh. Is that what you're going to be embracing here? Are you going to be endorsing those plans?
Well, it's part of what I said. There's been a lot of plans already done. There have been a lot of projects that already have the engineering done, the permitting done, the impact statements have already been done, and so you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Now, there's got to be some sort of oil spill nexus to this, and I hope that to do the big Gulf scheme is going to take a long time, but I think that what we can do here is we can begin to do the high-priority projects. We can begin to do the projects that you have to do before you get to the next ones, and that we can make a great dent in some of those things that need to be done that have been there for a long time, as I said, but now have been exacerbated to one extent or other by the oil spill.
Another thing I hear from coastal scientists when they talk about the need to restore the wetlands, when I ask about cost, they give me a broad range of really big numbers. $50 billion at the low end. Does that sound like the ballpark of the cost of what you're looking at recommending?
Well, I think that, as in everything, you've got a very wide range of things that can be done. And I think that the important thing is to work on the first priority, absolutely critical, that you've got to do before you can move to the next step and the next step and the next step. And that's what I'm going to recommend is beginning to or prioritizing these projects. And some of that's already been done. I mean, in Louisiana, I know that they've set some priorities on what comes first, what comes next. And so beginning to work on those things that you can't work on the other things until you get there. And that I think that to give a big number, a Gulf-wide number, without looking at sequencing, without looking at priorities, is not the most appropriate way to look at it, because you're going to have to do this over a long period of time.
Do you see BP paying for this?
Well, I think BP is clearly the responsible party for the oil spill. They clearly have an absolute responsibility to pay for whatever it takes to restore environmentally, restore economically the damage that they have done. And I think that everybody recognizes that. Everybody recognizes the absolute responsibility of BP. For things that have been there for a long time, then I think you may look to different sources. Now, there may be BP sources, but to maybe redirecting some of the ways that money is spent. Not so much where the money comes from, but how, what manner you spend the money in.
Do penalties against BP, whether they're penalties for Clean Water Act violations or other compensation that might come from the spill, does that become the funding mechanism to do coastal restoration?
Well, I think that's one of those things that we're looking at a lot of different things. And because my report is not into the president yet, we haven't made any recommendations. But we're looking at a fairly wide range of funding options.
I recall in his speech from the Oval Office, he said he wanted this as soon as possible, not to put any pressure on you, but when do you think you will have a report?
As soon as possible. to not be flip, I think it will be a matter of weeks now and not months.
You know, when I have been to the Gulf recently, I hear a great deal of frustration and some skepticism from people about claims that help is on the way. Did you pick up on that at all? And if so, how do you overcome that? How do you let people know you mean what you say?
Well, a couple of things. As I said at first, I think there's a concern, and it's it's a concern that is understandable, that once the whale has been killed, that attention's going to turn elsewhere. But this administration, this president, has made a commitment that this is not going to be the final chapter in this oil spill, that help to restore the Gulf is going to be coming, and it's going to be a long-term effort, that it's not going to be simply a matter of a couple of weeks or a couple of months. It's going to be a long-term sort of thing. And I think the way you overcome that skepticism is to actually do some of that.
You know, this is not the first time a president has said that the federal government is going to help the Gulf region. We heard President Bush, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, say that we will help you rebuild. We heard President Johnson, in the wake of Hurricane Betsy in 1965, say the federal government will be there with you every step of the way. Why should Gulf residents think that this time is going to be different?
Well, for one thing, the response has been, it's been a huge federal response to the spill itself. And this was unprecedented in scope and size. And it's not like a hurricane. It developed over a long period of time. It wasn't one day, we know what the damage is. And I think, look at what's been done already. But second is, judge on results. If you want to build trust, be trustworthy. And I think that if you, I hope that the report that I give to the president and the actions that are taken in the wake of that will help build that trust, and then particularly the actions that are taken, you know, day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out, will continue to build that trust over time.
How do you make sure that your report just doesn't go on a shelf and collect dust like so many other well-intentioned reports tend to do? How do you make sure that this turns into action?
Well, a lot of work and a lot of effort will have been wasted if that's what happens. But the main assurance I have is that the President of the United States, from the Oval Office, promised the people of the Gulf and the people of America that that this would not happen. And I think that is the ultimate guarantor that this is going to happen.
There is currently a dispute between the administration and some academic scientists about just how much oil is still out there in the Gulf. And some scientists are saying that the administration's numbers are a bit too rosy about how much oil has been degraded, evaporated, is gone, and that most of it is, in fact, still out there. What do you think of that situation, and has this created a bit of a credibility issue for the administration when they talk about what the problem is?
I think the job for my report will be to, regardless of how much oil is there or not there, is to make sure that we have a mechanism in place to restore the Gulf from this disaster, that however many gallons, barrels remain in the Gulf, that there is a mechanism in place that can address that once everybody agrees on what that amount is.
How far do you see your mandate stretching here? Because when we talk about these issues with the Delta, we kind of have to talk about what happens upriver and the nutrients that come down and cause this dead zone with low oxygen, the levees and dams that prevent the sediment from getting out to the wetlands and building land. How far do you see your mission stretching here?
Before this well blew out, this administration, this president, had established a group to look at the Mississippi and the lower Mississippi Delta and that region, that dead zone, the erosion of the wetlands in Louisiana and Mississippi, the erosion of the barrier islands, and to look at it broadly, to look at it upstream as well as downstream. That effort's already ongoing. So I think that if you look at this effort as a whole, I think mine is one piece that fits into it. But the effort to look at the other sources of damage, such as nitrogen runoff from fertilizer or dams upstream on the Mississippi, that's an effort that's ongoing, and that's an effort that will continue, and my piece will fit in because of the oil spill.
And how big a piece of the puzzle is the restoration of the land itself, saving the wetlands? How big a part of your mission here do you think that is?
Well, ecosystem restoration has got to be the key, has got to be our top priority here. And I think that everybody has made that point and has made it clear. But I'll go back to what I said earlier, that some of this erosion, Louisiana loses a football field of land every 38 minutes, several thousand square miles in the past few decades. That's been ongoing. Now, the oil spill has clearly exacerbated that. It has made it worse. And it right now, we don't know how much worse. That's part of the process of working through how much it's going to be. But clearly, taking care of the environmental restoration is the top priority that we have here.
As Secretary of the Navy, I've read that you've made a priority item of renewable and alternative energy, that you view our dependence on fossil fuels as a security threat. Do you apply that same kind of thinking to your mission here with the Gulf and the region's dependence on fossil fuels?
Well, I think America depends too much on fossil fuels, and that, as the president has said during his campaign and as he said since taking office, we've got to begin to move toward a different kind of economy. We've got to move toward green jobs, toward green energy, toward more renewable sources. From the Navy standpoint, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of energy independence. It's a matter of tactical and strategic warfighting capabilities. I think from an American standpoint, it's much the same. It's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of energy independence and security. And so I think that whatever you look at, whether it's the Gulf or the whole country, you've got to look at it. That's got to be one of the things that you keep in mind when you look at it.
Is that going to be an aspect of your report?
It's one of the things we're looking at.
So if you expect people in the Gulf to judge you by results, what should they be looking for? What would that first result look like?
Well, that we had listened to the people of the Gulf, that we don't try to reinvent the wheel, that we have a mechanism so that local input from individuals, organizations, local governments, communities have a way to get into the planning process, into the work that's going to be done. That it is an ongoing process. That we're not going to forget the Gulf. That we're not going to leave now that the well is capped. That this report and this commitment is ongoing. I think those are three things that they can look at right away to see if the results are there.
And a quick question on politics. It occurred to me that this issue, the oil spill, quickly became a partisan political issue, with some of the governors in the Gulf region using it as an opportunity to point out shortcomings of a Democratic administration. You're a former governor from the region. You know what it's like to try to reach across the partisan divide. How do you overcome that, and how important is that in implementing any meaningful, broad-scale environmental and recovery?
Well, oil doesn't differentiate. Oil doesn't make a differentiation between parties. It damages all equally without regard to that. And I think that's the way we've got to attack this. And I think that everybody recognizes that on the coast, that this is, we've got to work on this together. We have to attack this thing together. Oil isn't red or blue. Oil and the damage that it does and the damage that it has done from this spill has affected everybody. And I think that everybody recognizes that. And I've had very good meetings and working relationships with all the governors on the Gulf and with all the congressmen, senators that represent states or districts that face the Gulf and local officials. And regardless of what party they are, they all recognize the issue and they all recognize the danger and they all recognize the opportunity of working together.
Secretary Ray Mabus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.